in the days of the Ta'anit. So the Ben Ishchai brings down that it was the custom, the Ari, to wear special tefillin called Shimusha Rabbah during the Mincha. Those are the big tefillin, and he would make a beracha on them. Most people don't have that set available. Of course, if they did, it would be proper to wear them during Mincha. However, the Chida brings down that if you don't have Shimusha Rabbah, the proper tefillin to wear during Mincha is the Benutam. And therefore that is the Minhag, that and the Mincha of a Ta'anit, like today, so we put on the Benutam alone, and we do not make a Beracha under the Benutam tefillin. The Halakha says that also in the Mincha, there's Kohanim. Kohanim make Kohanim in Mincha, even though they made it in Shachrit. Of course, if a Kohen is not fasting, lo yisat kapav, he's not allowed to make Birkat Kohanim, he should walk out of the Bet Knesset before. We only make Kohanim in Mincha on a Ta'anit when we pray close to the sunset. And the Poskim write that so long as you're praying within 45 minutes before sunset, so then already you could make Birkat Kohanim. Last point, Acham ben Sion, alav shalom, writes that you can make the Birkat Kohanim up until 13 and a half minutes after sunset. That's what he writes in Oda Tzion Chalek Bek, Perek Het, Ot Yud Gimal. So therefore, even if, let's say, the Shekiah came already, and it's not, you're within the 13 and a half minutes, you could start the Birkat Kohanim, and you can go all the way until the 13 and a half. Of course, it's better to try to hit it before, but again, you do have that time in order to make the Birkat. Thank you.